1916 to 1918. Now, last year marked the 50th anniversary of the damming of Lake Pedder for hydroelectricity back in the 70s. It was described as the jewel of the South at the time, with that incredible and distinctive granite beach that was actually bigger than Bondi Beach, but following the flooding, it disappeared from sight. In the past several years, the calls to restore Lake Pedder have gained momentum, and this afternoon, a group pushing for that restoration of the lake are holding their huge end-of-year party and the culmination of their fundraising exhibition, Dawn of a New Era. Tabitha Badger is the Restore Lake Pedder campaign coordinator. Tabitha, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mel. Thanks for having me on. And I've got to confess, I'm not of an age to have memories of that beautiful quartzite beach.
That is the first question I was going to ask you, because you are a younger member of the team. What drew you to Lake Pedder and the restoration movement?
Yeah, absolutely. It's such an optimistic concept that we can actually restore our beautiful environments and iconic places like Lake Pedder. And we see so many young people come on board with this campaign because they're so despondent with what's happening in the world and the continual destruction of our magnificent forests in Tasmania and our river systems. But to actually be able to restore something that's very practical, feasible, it's desirable, they want to get on board. They want to help. It's something that you can physically get your hands into and make happen. And Lake Pedder is just the perfect spot for
it. So how realistic is it? Because there would be a lot of people, I would imagine, saying, well, hang on a minute. How are you going to do this? How can we restore something that's been damned? What's the process?
Yeah, look, it's very exciting. It is complex. It would be Australia's largest ecosystem restoration project. But it's very possible, and there's quite the impetus to help make it happen. Obviously, nature is extraordinary in itself. So once we let the water out and back down the river system, it's only a matter of a few good rainfall events. And on that beach itself, that magnificent beach would be the first thing to reappear. We're very lucky. There's very minimal sediment that has built up on the beach. So a few good rainfall events would see that wash away. And within 5 to 10 years, you're going to have the initial rehabilitation vegetation coming back. So it's really exciting and doable. And there is the impetus, Mel. So two of the three dams in Pounding Pedder are built on a fault line. So they do need some new works done to them to bring them up to contemporary safety measures. So the better long-term investment here is to actually restore Lake Pedder.
So if you're gauging, positivity in terms of community sentiment for the restoration, what about taking the pulse of government, Tabitha? Are you sensing that there is any willingness there? Because I'm assuming that there would be no restoration project if you didn't get government support.
That's absolutely right. And Pedder is in the Tasmanian Wilderness World Heritage Area, the man-made impoundment, with the intent that the original is restored. So there's obviously got to be high level input into that decision making process. We've absolutely been meeting with federal politicians, and there's a lot of support for it. It's also the UN Decade on Ecosystem Restoration, and Australia does need to nominate a flagship project as a part of that decade. So here's a great opportunity with Lake Pedder where you're going to get outcomes in the decade.
So, Tabitha, the group is having a shindig this afternoon at the Battery Point Community Hall. And I mentioned it's the final day of the exhibition. Can you tell us a little about that exhibition and what's on show for those who might have missed it?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is an event this afternoon, but the exhibition will be open from 10 today. And it's a culmination of works from the original artists that used to go to Pedder and capture the place and then bring it back to Hobart and show it around Tasmania. So people like the Sunday painters, Max Angus, Patricia Giles, Elizabeth Bourne, there's a photograph from Allegis Trehanis, the wilderness photographer as well. And those legends are met with the current campaigners who like myself, haven't visited Pedder but want to see it restored and are working towards it. So artists like Julie Stoneman, photographer Luke Sharkey, fine artist Joe Simkin, are all there as well. So it's a beautiful intergenerational composition of works of Pedder and works inspired by Pedder as well.
So is there a cost for people to come along, or are the works indeed for sale, Tabitha?
Yeah, The works are absolutely for sale. So you can come along and see them from 4:30. There'll also be a band, Greg Wells and the Blackwater Band are going to be playing as well. It's completely free entry. Come along, celebrate Lake Petter and the great year that we've had with us. And, yeah, buy some artworks. If anyone can't make it along, though, the artworks are on our website at lakepetter.org, and you can head to the events tab. And you can see what's for sale there, and there are details if you want to make a purchase as well.
Tabitha, thank you. All the best with the party for the end of year today and the projects you're working on. You have a wonderful day. Thanks for your time on the program.
Great. Thanks, Mel. Have a good day.
Good on you, Tabitha. It is at 13.